Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Show, and I am the CEO of Pigskin Nut Media. Pigskin Nut, the football coverage you've been missing, where we give you coverage, individual coverage, of all 32 NFL teams, every major college football conference, the NFL draft. We give you player evaluations and scouting reports, not only on players playing today, but also players in college and past players as well. We give you X's and O's football, where we really break down the information for you and teach you about the game, as well as giving you fantasy football, league analysis, and of course, what this is all about, Pigskin Nut Radio. I have made over 100 episodes of the Pro Football Scouting podcast, now called the Pro Football Scouting Show. It is now part of a lineup of shows that is going to be on Pigskin Nut Radio. So we not only have this, but we will have other shows as well. You're going to get 24/7 coverage of what you want to hear, which is hardcore meat and potatoes football. And when I say hardcore, I just mean that you're not going to get a lot of fluff. We're not going to do any kind of weird stuff. But you also get hourly news updates. So I want to let you know that if you need a place to listen to, where you need something to listen to, where you can just turn it on at any time and hear football coverage, you can do that on Pigskin Nut Radio, which is soon to be unleashed on our website, pigskinnut.com. You'll just have to click the PSN radio button all the way on the top right, and you'll find us through there. We're not quite set up yet. This is obviously our first show, as this one has been operational for a bit, but more on that to come. But definitely come check us out at Pigskin Nut. We have, you know, a good 30 or 40, you know, writers that are with us. We're making waves, and my aim is to make this big and bad. I am not screwing around. You guys can you know, check it out, and I'm telling you, you know, hang on, keep watching us build this thing, and watch the waves that we make in the coming years. So last year, what, you know, was when I started my podcast. I started it going into draft season because for several years I have accurately predicted how players would pan out at the next level, and I've also said these guys should not be first round picks. These guys are going to be busts. And look, I'm being straightforward. We want to call it cocky, arrogant. I'm right pretty much all the time. You know, for today's show, what I want to do is kind of give you an introduction to what we're going to be talking about going through draft season. Now, as I came back yesterday, I had mentioned to you guys that, you know, the show is going to be three times a week. But you know what? What I am going back to my original formula, which is giving you something 7 days a week. Well, this is actually not my original formula, but a formula that I created. But I want to give you content 7 days a week, and I'm gonna make it short. So every single day, Monday through Sunday, we're gonna have a show that's gonna go volumes 1 through 100, and it's gonna be called "Will They Succeed in the NFL?" Because you can go on a lot of sites and you can see people talking about players, but no one actually throws all their poker chips on the table and says yes, this guy is going to succeed at the next level. No, this guy is not going to. And look, you can't be perfect with it, but you know, look, I have the education and I believe I have the ability to be more spot on with this than any of the information that you're getting, you know, typically elsewhere. You go to ESPN.com. I'm sorry, but you know, you look at Mel Kiper Jr. You can say I'm bashing him, but I'm sorry. I think his analysis is pretty bad. You go to the NFL Network, Mike Mayock. You look at his quarterback selections over the last 10 years, And what you'll see is a guy that has been consistently off. But guess what? Now he's the GM. Now he's the GM of the Raiders. He's a good talker, but if you go back and look at his draft boards, they haven't always been accurate at the quarterback position. So every single day, Monday through Sunday, I'm going to give you volumes 1 through 100. I'm going to give you a player, a prospect in this year's NFL draft, and I'm going to say, will they succeed in the NFL or will they not? And get right to the point. So on today's show, what I'm going to be doing is this: is I'm going to talk about, what is it that causes quarterbacks to succeed or to not succeed at the next level. And I believe that, you know, when you go back and you look at the GMs and the teams that are selecting these quarterbacks, you can see a lot of the same stuff happening over and over again, where oftentimes they're looking at the ceiling that this guy has, but they're not really doing a good job of making the translation between, okay, the game tape and the things that translate to the next level. Based on that, how do we project this quarterback doing? So, for me, you know, here are the things that I look at when I want to evaluate a quarterback. Number one, and I'm not saying this, you know, in any order of most importance, but one thing that is overlooked a lot is hand size. I want to see at the combine how they measure the hand size of these players, because you have to be able to grip the football. Now, I take that with a grain of salt, because they're already doing it at the college level, but it is something I like to see. Not the most important thing, but it's more important than what people realize. Accuracy. You have to be accurate. That's one of those things that I typically don't see. You might see it occasionally, very, very occasionally, where a quarterback has some accuracy issues but can still have some success, you know, in the NFL. When I go back and look at Deshaun Watson, he wasn't always, I didn't think, the most accurate quarterback, but look, he's had success. But you know, if you can't anticipate, and that's a big thing, is I got to look at anticipation. Can you anticipate or really throw your receivers open? That is something that I like to see the college quarterbacks do. The next thing is working through your progressions and using your vision. If guys are not working through their progressions, asking them to do that at the next level, you got a big learning curve there, a very steep one. And I also like to see how they use their vision. If you go back and look at Drew Brees at Purdue, and I've gone back and watched some of his games, he has ridiculously good vision. And look, it served him well in the NFL. The next thing that you got to look at is pocket presence. You go back last year, you look at Baker Mayfield, you look at Josh Rosen, compare those two guys. Baker Mayfield's pocket presence was so much better. I want to see if the guy can feel danger. Can he step up and not just buy time with his legs, but how does he move around and use his feet work inside the pocket? Also, I got to look at decision making. One of the concerns I had about Sam Darnold was, you know, when you go back and look at his tape from his last 2 years in college, and you look at his interceptions, most of his interceptions were from bad decisions. Now I get it, interceptions are often from bad decisions, but when you look at him, he had time. He was throwing into double coverage, and you know, it just, these are some things that we've seen at the next level that we haven't seen from a guy like Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, I said was the best quarterback in last year's draft before it ever happened. I think that something that GMs get caught up a lot in is looking at guys that have a high ceiling and a very, very low floor. Josh Allen, one of those guys. The floor is so low, but you know, the ceiling is high, so you draft him. Not my style of drafting, so I want to be able to see how these guys can translate. And look, stats do not tell the whole story. But I want to see a quarterback that has good stats. Everyone thought Teddy Bridgewater and Baker Mayfield, well, not everyone, but a lot of people thought they would be terrible at the next level. I heard that from a number of people. But if you go back and look at their stats, they're like 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. You got to look at the competition they're playing against. But I do take stats into account. If I see a guy with not that good stats, I mean, yeah, I'm going to take that into consideration. The only way to really get the whole story is to look at all these things together and then always go back to the tape. The tape is what makes your mind up for you. When I'm looking at these guys, another thing that I want to look at is competition. Who are they playing against, and how do they play in those games? I go back last year and I watched Baker in like a game against Ohio State. You saw that he was so good. He was so good against going against a better defense, and the way he handled that defense and the throws he made, you know, oftentimes going over the linebacker, underneath the safety, using great accuracy. I'm watching out for those things. Another thing that I want to look at when evaluating a quarterback is their mindset. I believe, you know, look, I'm a good reader of people, but I like to watch interviews, and I want to see exactly from these interviews, you know, what is their mentality like. Now, you can't always judge it based on whether they're, you know, what their personality type is, because you have some guys that are more quiet. You have some guys that are louder, you know, some, you know, more vocal guys. You know, you have your Philip Rivers. You have guys that are not as vocal as Philip Rivers. So look, but you know, I do prefer to have a guy that is going to have that leadership mentality where guys will gravitate towards him. But you can't always tell that based on their personality. You got to look a little deeper than that. I talked before about anticipation, but that has got to be, you know, one of the main things that you look at. Lastly, mechanics. I want to see these guys have good mechanics, but not having the best mechanics is not a deal breaker for me. The only thing that is a deal breaker is if they have a really elongated release. That doesn't mean that you have an awkward throwing motion, because look, Sam Darnold, Matthew Stafford, these guys have Philip Rivers. They have elongated releases, but they but you know, the timing in terms of how quick the release is not bad, and it's actually pretty good. So mechanics, not a deal breaker, but I definitely want to see. I don't really care about, you know, if they have an elongated release. I'd like them to not have it, but I really want to see a guy that has a quick release, gets the ball out of his hands. The things that to me are typically going to be deal breakers is if they don't have accuracy, they don't have pocket awareness, they don't have decision making, or the stats, the mindset, and the poise. So again, just kind of summarizing everything that I'm looking for here. You're looking at a quarterback, got to look at the hand size, got to look at the accuracy, got to look at the anticipation, and you got to see how they work through their progressions, use their vision, pocket presence. Do they feel danger? Do they step up in the pocket? What is their decision-making process like? You don't want to go after guys typically that have a high ceiling but a very low floor, your Josh Allens. I do like to look at stats. Competition is big. You want to look at them going against better competition. Absolutely. And again, you know, it's always good to learn about the mindset that these guys have, the things they do pre-snap. I also like, you know, also if they can play in a pro system, that's great as well. And you know, those are the things that I look for when looking at a quarterback, but everything is trumped by the game tape, especially if I can get game tape of going against better defenses at the college level or better offenses, depending on what position they play. And again, what for me are the deal breakers are going to be accuracy. Josh Allen, no accuracy. I'm telling you, I'm saying this right now. He's not going to have a long, successful career. I am virtually guaranteeing that. Pocket awareness. You know, it's not as critical, but I want to see a guy that when pressure breaks down, you know, not only does he have good escapability, but you know, he's good navigating the pocket. The other thing that I think that you got to look at is decision making. Decision making, yes, that can be fixed, but if it's really off, it's going to be a deal breaker for me. And above everything else, you got to go back and watch the damn tape. So today is Wednesday, February 6th. Before we wrap up here, we're gonna break quickly for a quick announcement.